From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila. Welcome back.
Thanks. You are so hard to keep track of. Every time I'm here, you're someplace else. You're in California?
Right. I'm in downtown Los Angeles for the 166th convention of the National Puzzlers League. And this is a group that gets together somewhere in the country every year for like 3.5 days of hardcore word puzzles. And there are about 175 puzzlers here. I'll tell you, one of my favorite games we did is called Name That Tune, based on the old TV show. But in this version, all the four songs that are played have something in common, and the players had to identify what it was. So one of the themes was Monopoly, and the songs were Go Tell It on the Mountain, Taking a Chance on Love, Under the Boardwalk, and Jailhouse Rock. And so you'd hear each song, you'd try to figure out what they have in common. It's a lot of fun.
Go Tell It on the Mountain has what in common with Monopoly?
Go. As in, do not pass go.
Okay, got it. Got it. That sounds like fun.
It was good.
Well, remind us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Well, I said take the name Arthur Conan Doyle if you select the first and last letters of each of the three words, A-R of Arthur, C-N of Conan, and D-E of Doyle. They can be rearranged to spell dancer. And I asked, what famous American woman with a three-part name, when you select the first and last letters of each word in her name and rearrange them, makes the word births, B-E-R-T-H-S?
What's the answer?
It is Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Uh-huh. We had just over 1,700 entries from people who solved that puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Marge Civil from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello, Marge.
Hi, Sheila.
So what do you do there in Colorado Springs?
Well, I work with USA Wrestling, which it takes kids from grade school all the way through the Olympic process.
Well, that's neat. Have you been playing the puzzle long?
I've been playing the puzzle almost, I'll say, a little over 10 years.
Oh, wow. A veteran. So are you ready to play now?
Yes, most definitely.
Marge, meet Will.
Hi, Will. Still a little scared, but...
Hi, Marge. Don't be scared. This is not too bad today.
Oh, okay.
He always says that.
I always say that. Today I'm going to give you your recommended daily allowance of puzzle. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase that contains the consecutive letters R-D-A. For example, if I said, the tween years, so it said, you would say awkward age. And right in the middle of awkward age, you have the consecutive letters R-D-A.
Whoa.
All right, number one, an engineering feat on the Colorado River. And it blocks the water. And it's named after a U.S. president.
On the Colorado River.
Yeah.
Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam. Good job. Okay, try this one. Singer Yankovic.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know this one, Sheila?
I'm thinking Crazy Al, but that's not
getting
me.
Yeah, Al is right, and it's a synonym of crazy that ends in R-D in five letters.
Weird.
Weird Al at Yankovic is right. Good. Try this one. The right not to have soldiers quartered in your home. It's part of the U.S. Constitution. It's part of the Bill of Rights, specifically.
But which one?
Which one? Well, it's the one that it's the one that ends in R.D.
R.D. Third?
Yes, it's the Third Amendment.
Third Amendment.
Good job. An evening event involving eating and music.
Dinner.
Yes.
Dance.
Dinner dance. Good. A wealthy older man who gives money to an ingenue. This would be a slang term for this wealthy older man. Not your mommy, but your...
Daddy.
Yeah. What kind of daddy? Something sweet.
Something sweet.
A sugar daddy.
There you go.
Sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy. Good one. All right. Try this one. The Beatles' Revolver or Rubber Soul.
Record album.
Yes. Try this one. What workers celebrate in early September?
Labor Day.
Good. And your last one, a method in psychoanalysis where someone says a term and you say whatever jumps to mind.
Word association.
Word association. Good job.
Wow, Marge. Marge, you did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Marge, what public radio station do you listen to?
KRCC.
In Colorado Springs?
Yes, in Colorado Springs.
Marge Civil from Colorado Springs, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you. Had a lot of fun.
Good. And now, Will, what challenge do you have for us to work on this coming week?
Well, it comes from a member of the National Puzzlers League, Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Start with the name of a masked crime fighter who had a TV show. Add the letters L.A. and rearrange the result to get another masked crime fighter who had a TV show. Who are these characters? So again, the name of a masked crime fighter everyone knows had a TV show. Add the letters L.A., scramble, and you'll name another masked crime fighter with a TV show. Who are these characters?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.